That's accurate.
So, yeah, instead of trying to change stuff out, we'll just swap out the batteries on that one and not spend any more money type of shit.
All right, good morning. It is 9 a.m. Today is the 11th day of May, 2026. This is a regular meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court. This meeting was posted with Kimberly White, the Marion County Clerk, at 11:50 a.m. on the 5th day of May, 2026. Today present is myself, County Judge Leader LaFleur, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashland, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Gerard Lee. We will begin our Commissioners Court meeting with a prayer and the pledge to the American Texas flag and their allegiance. Would you please start us out in word of prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for the rain that you've given us over the weekend and also this morning, Lord. Thank you for the sunshine also that's come with it, Lord. Just help us as we try to take care of the business for the county this morning, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to live in this county, Lord. We want to serve here, Lord. Just help us be wise in these decisions that are made, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. Item number one is the consent agenda. While we go over the consent agenda, we've got some folks that signed up to speak. It is the interest of the court to provide an open access to the citizens of Marion County to address the commissioners' court and express themselves on issues of county government. Members of the public are reminded that Marion County Commissioners' Court is a constitutional court with judicial and legislative powers created under the Texas Constitution. As a constitutional court, Marion County Commissioners' Court also possesses the power to issue a contempt of court citation under local government code. Accordingly, members of the public in attendance in any regular or special emergency meeting of the court shall conduct themselves with proper respect and decorum in speaking to and or addressing the court, in participation in public discussions before the court, and in all actions in the presence of the court. Proper attire for men, women, and children is mandatory. Those members of the public who are inappropriately attired and or who do not conduct themselves in an orderly and appropriate manner will be ordered to leave the meeting. Refusal to abide by the court's order and or continued disruption of the meeting may result in contempt of court citation. It is not the intention of the Marion County Commissioners Court to provide a public forum for the demeaning of any individual or group. Neither is the intention of the court to allow a member or members of the public to insult the honesty and or integrity of the court as a body or any member or members of the court individually or collectively. Accordingly, profane, insulting, or threatening language directed towards the court and or persons in the court's presence and or racial, ethnic, or gender slurs will not be tolerated. These rules do not prohibit public criticism of the commissioner's court, including criticism of any act, omission, policy, procedure, program, or service. Violation of these rules may result in following cancellation of public of the speaker's public remaining time, removed from the commissioner's courtroom, and contempt citation, or such other civil or criminal sanctions as be authorized under the Constitution, statutes, and codes of the state of Texas. We are still on item number one. Gentlemen?
Ready for the monthly reports. Treasurer, March of 26th. Treasurer, first quarter of 26. District Clerk, March of 26. County Clerk, April of 26. Sheriff, April of 26. JP, Precinct 2, April of 26. And JP, Precinct 1, April of 26. Those are the monthly reports.
I have a motion to approve the consent agenda as written.
Second.
Motion by Lee, second by Madison. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Item 2, discuss and take necessary action on payroll from April 1st to 15th, 2026 through April the 15th through, or April 16th through 30th, 2026.
On 4-15-2026 was a payroll transfer for net pay in the amount
of $114,463.91. Federal tax deposit the same day for payroll taxes was $33,708.95. On 4/30/2026, payroll transfer for net pay was $107,647.74. The federal tax deposit on the same day for payroll taxes was $30,393.93. Also, TCDRS will be taking our April 2026 retirement on 5/15/2026 in the amount of $53,465.22. And then also we had on 4/30 to the state comptroller the following. First quarter 2026 civil fees in the amount of $2,878.50. First quarter 2026 criminal costs and fees in the amount of $18,507.39. And first quarter 2026 specialty court fees in the amount of $280.15.
Motion to approve our payroll from April 1st to 15th to 26th and April 16th to the 30th of 26th as presented by our treasurer.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, I believe it was seconded by Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 3, consider for approval per local government code 263.151, tag 152, declaring the attached electronic items as salvage to be disposed by a donation to civic organization, the Rotary Club Electronic Recycling. It's something we do every year. For some reason, we always have a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
I don't know. You think we gave it all away last year?
Uh-huh.
You gonna read all of them?
Here.
I don't think anyone wants to hear that. I don't think anybody has time to hear that.
There's more than two pages.
There's like 2.5 pages.
So I'm going to make a motion that we approve per local government code 263.151, tag 152, that we declare the attached electronic items as salvage to be disposed by a donation to civic organization or club electronic recycling with the list as presented by the county auditor. Did you prepare this?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 4. Consider for ratification contract number W912-6G26PA035 with the Army Corps of Engineers Civil Works, Lake of the Pines, Lake Patrol from May 22nd, 2026 through September 2026. For the amount of $20,736. Guys, any questions on Lake Patrol?
Motion to award the contract number W912-6G26PA035 to the Army Corps of Engineers Civil Works, Lake of the Pines, Lake Patrol from this May 22nd, 26 through September 2026 for the amount of $20,736.
Second. Motion made by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 5, under the minutes, 9 CU hours for the county auditor, Texas Ocean County's 2026 County Management and Risk Conference. No action taken. Item number 6, under the minutes, 20.5 CU hours for county auditor with VG Young Institute of County Government or the 68th Annual County Auditors Institute. Again, no action taken on item number 6. Item number 7, discuss and take necessary action on resolution banning any interest in Chancedale Road in Marion County Precinct 2 per residential petition. The resolution. Resolution abandoning any interest in Chancedale Road, whereas Chancedale Road, Marion County Precinct 2, is a road maintained by the landowners Robin Dillard Schmidt, whereas the road was named Chance Edera on the 11th day of July 2016 by Marion County has not been listed as a county road since, and this resolution is presented to Marion County Commissioner's Court, County Judge Who, after consideration, declaring Marion County based on above abandonment in interest rail or Chance Dale Smith. It's 25 by 961 foot of the property of Robert and Della at Schmidt. 25 foot by 961 foot.
That's yours, sir?
Yes, that's mine. Your Honor, if I could.
Yes, Bill.
I'm having trouble standing today.
You're fine.
I read the petition by the Schmidts, and it was well documented. The road is defined clearly. I checked to see if the road was listed as a county road, and it wasn't and hasn't been for at least 16 years. So in my mind, the decision is fairly simple. We're not deeding a road to the Schmidts if this resolution is signed. We're abandoning any interest that the county has in that road, which makes it simpler because there's no question who maintains the road. It is not the county. It is Schmidts. And they've been maintaining the road for approximately 16 years now. Is that correct?
Yeah, maybe longer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody own the property on the other side of the road?
We do.
We do.
So it's essentially encapsulated by your property.
Yeah.
So I would recommend signing the resolution, Your Honor, because the one thing it clarifies any lack of interest the county has in said road and abandons any interest that would require the county to maintain said road and doesn't deed it to them but abandons any interest. And that's why I prepared the resolution.
But is it
25
by 961? I don't think it's 961 feet, right?
Yeah. I Googled it, so
it is 25 feet by 961 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I measure 960, but.
Yes, Bill, I Googled it.
That's why I'm not saying it.
I walked it off.
You walked it.
You walked it off.
Remember, we'll walk it every day. Mm-hmm.
I make a motion to on taking action resolution abandoning any interest in Chance Dale Road in Marion County Precinct 2 for the president petition.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8, discuss and take necessary action on petition from Pine Harbor Homeowners Association regarding application of traffic laws on all roadways in Pine Harbor. In this petition, it states, petition of Pine Harbor Subdivision, Homeowners Subdivision, Marion County, Texas, regarding the extension of state and county traffic to the roads in Pine Harbor Subdivision pursuant to Section 542.007 of the Texas Transportation Code. Whereas Pine Harbor Subdivision, Marion County, Texas, by and through the Homeowners Association of said subdivision, want to extend Texas state and county traffic laws to all the roads in the subdivision, including non-county subdivision roads. We hereby petition Marion County, Texas Commissioner's Court to approve said petition and would ask that the traffic rules and laws to be included are those in the Texas Transportation Code. We submit that the extension of such rules and laws are in the best interest of the county and will establish uniform rules for the safe operation of vehicles on non-county subdivision roads. Except as so this resolution by Marion County does not create any road maintenance obligation. Acceptance of this regulation by Marion County does not create any road maintenance obligations. Let me do it three times. One more. Acceptance of this resolution by Marion County does not create any road maintenance obligations of Marion County to roads that are not currently maintained. Bill, do you have anything that you'd like to add to that?
That's to clean up what we affectionately call the Pam Greenville problem. Pam Greenville was arrested in Pine Park. During the search, they found a
stuck under was a magnetic container that had about 20-something grams of meth in it. Pam got arrested. Pam pled and took 25 years, but she went to Texarkana, and Texarkana said, oh, that was a private road. The officer arrested her for driving on a private road without a driver's license. Well, that's not a violation on a private road. So a 25-year sentence got reversed. Then that created a problem for us, where Pine Harbor kind of became like Pac-Man, and you had to have colors saying this is private, public, private, public, private. And so this just says, you know what? Don't care. Traffic laws are uniform. You drive on this road, you don't have a license, you know, you're gonna go to jail, 25 years. That's it.
What was the infomercial person? But wait, there's more. All right, I'm going to make a motion that we accept a petition from Pine Harbor Homeowners Association regarding the application of traffic laws on all roadways in Pine Harbor and make them uniform with the state of Texas and the county of Marion, with a petition signed by the Commissioner's Court.
Second. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Motion made by myself, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 9, court to enter into executive session pursuant to Government Code 551.071, consultation with attorney regarding public nuisance. At this time, I would ask if the gallery may be cleared, with the exception of the county attorney and members of the Commissioner's Court. The time is 9:16 a.m. All right, the time is 9:36 a.m. We are out of executive session. No decisions were made and no votes were taken while the court was in executive session. We're moving to item number 10, discuss and take necessary action on executive session regarding the resolution adopting section 343.021 of the Texas Health and Safety Code to provide authority to abate nuisances in unincorporated areas of Marion County. Marion County, Texas resolution adopting section 343.021 Texas Health and Safety Code to provide authority to abate nuisances in unincorporated areas of Marion County, whereas Marion County, Texas, and unincorporated areas has certain public nuisance in violation of Texas Health and Safety Code section 343.011, and whereas the Commissioner's Court wishes to adopt statutory procedures to address these and ongoing public nuisances. Hereby decreed by the resolution that Marion County, Texas adopts the abatement procedures in Texas Health and Safety Code section 343.021 regard to the abatement of public nuisances in unincorporated areas of Marion County, Texas. And it is further decreed pursuant to section 343.002 Texas Health and Safety Code that the Marion County Sheriff administers said abatement procedures. All right, gentlemen, resolution in front of you. Entertain a motion.
I will entertain that motion to adopt that resolution.
In the affirmative.
In what?
In the affirmative.
In the affirmative.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Gentlemen, before we recess, we do have a public participation form by Ms. Park. You have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Judge.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You, Commissioners. The only thing I wanted to speak about in general was I know that the judge is very astute in listing the guardrails and everything that we have to do to be able to speak to give our 3 minutes. And I understand and respect that. I also respect the commissioner's time. It's very valuable. But in the last couple of commission meetings that I've been to, I don't come to all of them, whenever you go into a long situation, we have had the judge say, and yada, yada, yada. And that's, I think, is disrespectful to us. If it's going to be something too long to read into the public record, then make a copy of it available to us. Because we have things coming forward now in our county that are going to be important, and they are going to be lengthy, and dealing with our land, with our water, with whatever. And so I'm not trying to point a finger at any one person or any one body. I'm just saying, as we move forward, we would like to be able to have the same transparency. And so I appreciate that. And I don't mean any disrespect by that. Thank you.
Commissioner Ashley.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Sandy. Sandy.
Thanks.
Thank you for seconding. You doing all right?
We are. That's what all of them think. That's nice.
Did you see that?